Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio and on the Shaw. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's been a reversal by Donald Trump, a humiliating reversal, because even the leadership of the Republican Party told him that he was crazy and that they would not stand with him if he did this. You may remember a couple of days ago, Trump announced that on January 6th, tomorrow, he was going to have a press conference in Mar-a-Lago, and his message would be as follows, quote, "The insurrection occurred on November 3rd. The protest of that insurrection occurred on January 6th, end quote. That is a fascist statement right out of Mussolini and Hitler, is what it is. Somebody taking over the government through a coup or trying to, and then lying about it, saying that the free election was somehow an insurrection, and that the insurrection and the coup to overturn it was the protest. That was too much, even for the hacks and the androids who run the Republican Party. They got to him privately and they said, now, wait a minute. January 6th, people died. Over 100 officers were injured. Many were beaten up. Woman was trampled to death, another woman shot. President Biden is going to give a speech about how that was an assault on our democracy, and it was a heroic act for the police officers to stop it. And then you're going to have Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, give a talk in which he's going to talk about the prosecutions of the people, the insurrectionists. And if you get up there on your hind legs down Mar-a-Lago and say that the real insurrection was on November 3rd, and the protest was on January 6th, you're out of the party. Get the heck out of our face. They didn't put it quite that way, and they're all craven, totally craven. If he had done it, and if he went up in the polls, they would have sucked up to him anyway. Did you know that a lot of the big companies like Boeing, who vowed not to contribute to people who didn't certify the election, are already contributing back to all of them in the Republican Party? You know, large businesses in this country are simply going to contribute to whoever passes legislation or they can squeeze into passing legislation that helps them. So when he initially announced that he was going to have this press conference, Trump said, quote, he called it the Unselect Committee of Political Hacks. Well, he just announced yesterday that he's canceling it. He's canceling it. And here's the statement he gave, quote, yesterday, in light of the total lies and dishonesty of the January 6th commission, the Unselect Committee of Democrats and two failed Republicans and the fake news media, I am canceling the January 6th press conference at Mar-a-Lago on Thursday, and instead will discuss many of these important topics at my rally on Saturday, January 15th in Arizona. There will be a big crowd. Well, let's parse that a little bit. First of all, why, as he said, in light of the total bias and dishonesty of the committee, should he do anything, cancel anything? He already said they were dishonest. He was chicken. He showed the white feather. Nobody in the Republican Party in their right mind. Remember something. What they're really saying to him, Trump, it's worse than a crime. It's a blunder. All they care, they don't care about our democracy. All they care about is that would be a fatal political mistake. If he gets up and exults over the death of five people, the beating up of police officers, the shooting of a woman, the trampling of a woman, at some point, the dullest slug in the Republican Party starts to think, hey, wait a minute. And even the worm turns. So here's what he said, though. In light of the total lies and dishonesty of the January 6th Unselect Committee of Democrats, two failed Republicans, and the fake news media, I am canceling the January 6th press conference at Mar-a-Lago on Thursday, and instead we'll discuss many of these important topics at my rally on Saturday, January 15th in Arizona. It will be a big crowd. Now, the truth is he's been saying this garbage anyway. And a lot of people don't cover live his so-called rallies. Frequently, they're not big crowds. He went around with the guy from Fox News, Bill O'Reilly, and they didn't get a lot of people. In fact, they went to people in the cheap seats and they said, would you like one of the expensive seats for free? And they all went down and all the cheap seats were empty. They were empty. He said, well, that was O'Reilly's fault. Well, I don't know if it was O'Reilly's fault, but who cares? One way to make it look like a crowd is to get a smaller venue. Smaller venue. You can meet in a conference room and have them trying to spill in the doors. That's what this clown is doing. But for him to say that the November 3rd election was itself an insurrection is simply a flat out statement of fascism. That's all it is. Something like that has not occurred in the United States, even in the Civil War in 1861. South Carolina shelled Fort Sumter and Georgia took over an armory with federal weapons. They didn't say that Abraham Lincoln's election had been based on crooked voting in the North. They just wanted to split off. And to Trump's point that somehow what, he's pro-law enforcement? Three more law enforcements sued Trump over the January 6th insurrection and their injuries yesterday. There's a bunch of them have done it. They realize, the plaintiff's lawyers, Trump has money, and you know something? He's the guy that ginned it up. They're doing what Merrick Garland should be doing, and he should be doing it on a criminal level. They're doing it on a civil level. The defender of police, are you kidding me? Being sued by the police for setting up their injuries. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, maybe Mr. Douglas's barn from Green Acres wasn't available as another venue for those. But I think another reason he may have pulled out of that ridiculous stunt tomorrow is that maybe he's a cheapskate and he's a welcher. He doesn't pay anything. Maybe the Republican Party had the brains to go, look, hey, here's the deal. We're covering your legal expenses in the state of New York right now, and we're going to pull a plug on that if you do this. I don't know if that's true, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was floated out there. The other thing I've noticed about everything.
Point. It may have been economic threats too, but I think it was more at some point, Moscow Mitch, Kevin McCarthy, and the rest, when they're asked after he gave a speech like that in Mar-a-Lago, do you agree with him that the insurrection occurred on the election day? They're out of their minds to say yes. And if they kind of equivocate and go, oh, well, that's just him and I have to study it, at some point,
but,
you know, their poison is revealed, Dick. Their poison is revealed.
Right. But, Matt, another thing that I've noticed this past year, one guy who's been radio silent through most all of this since the very beginning, and maybe that's because I'm not giving him any credit because he's a crook too, is William Barr. But at least in his case, he's smart enough to know what he's up against legally, so he's kept his pie hole closed. I haven't heard a word from the man.
Right. Crooked William Barr, buddy of lying monk Mike Pompeo. Crooked William Barr actually resigned as attorney general at the end of December of that year, just before Biden was sworn in, because he knew the coup was there. And he also knew that very bad things would happen to people who tried to do a coup, that it was unconstitutional. So I think you're right. I mean, Crooked William Barr hasn't said anything, but he is still a crook. So, I mean, there you have it. And you have Trump now going down and shooting his poison in Arizona. I hope the media don't cover it live. They disparage it. It is simply a fascist statement to say that the election was itself an insurrection. Going to break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. She's like a